is on my DOC. Or the DOC fees. $3 million a year.
Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by Representative Amy Regeer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will take the roll. It's on.
Mr. Speaker, 98 members are present. Representative Laura Smith is excused.
Quorum is present and the House is ready for business. Are there any introductions? Speaker Pro Tem Knutson.
Hello. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record, out of the journal, for the purpose of an introduction, Mr. Speaker.
So ordered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a group of people in the gallery behind me. These are members of PENWAR, Pacific Northwest Economic Region. Briefly, PENWAR is a statutory public-private partnership chartered by the Western Canadian provinces of Alberta, British Columbia and Saskatchewan, the Yukon, the Northwest Territories, and the states of Alaska, Idaho, Montana, Oregon, and Washington. PENWAR is recognized by both the United States and Canada as the model for regional and binational cooperation. We have several of the members of PENWAR here with us today, and if they would stand as I announce them, please. We have Senator Chuck Winder, who is the President Pro Tem of the Idaho Senate and currently serving as the PENWAR President. We have Mr. Matt Morrison, who is the current CEO of PENWAR. We have Andrew Fisher, the Director of the U.S. West Coast and from the Government of Alberta. We have former Senator Mr. John Brendan, and he's from my district, by the way. He is now the governor's representative on the PENWAR board. And finally, we have Nate Wegel, the program manager for PENWAR. Mr. Speaker, members of the PENWAR board.
Welcome to the House. Representative Buttrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I have the honor to introduce our pages for this week. And pages, if you'd please stand when I call your name. First, we have Zakhar Tuskin. Zakhar is a senior from Bozeman and is homeschooled. His interests and hobbies are in reading, writing, theology, and fitness. While working as a page, he's interested in learning about political processes and in writing bills. His future goals and ambitions are to be an entrepreneur, have his own family, and possibly one day become a state politician. He is sponsored by Representative Caleb Hinkle. Second, we have Braxton DiMaggio. Braxton is a junior from Great Falls and attends C.M. Russell High School. As a mighty wrestler and while attending probably the greatest high school in the history of the state, he participates in speech and debate, cross country, student council, and track and field. Outside of his school, his interests and hobbies are in working, farming, welding, and working towards getting his pilot's license. While working as a page, he's interested in meeting politicians and learning how government works. His future ambitions and goals are to become a pilot and possibly a lawyer or a politician. Oh boy. Members, please stand and join me in welcoming our pages.
Welcome, pages. Representative Windy Boy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to rise on a point of personal privilege.
State your point.
I have some money here, Mr. Chairman, for the basketball. You know, on Friday, as you know, I got up and probably spoke out of turn on a few items that always comes to the floor of the House. And I would apologize, but I'm not. Because I think that for the most part, when I get up and speak in defense of Indian country, I think I'm usually right on these particular issues. And the particular item that was on the floor of the House was if the tribal colleges are accredited. And just for education purpose, Mr. Speaker, is that all seven tribal colleges on the on seven reservations are accredited by the same accreditation organization of Northwest as the University of Montana, Montana State University System. So what I would request and ask with respect is that if there's any issues that you have call into question about Indian country, there's seven of us here in Indian country that can just come up and ask questions and we'll educate all you can and all you need to know about Indian country instead of us airing out dirty laundry on the House, on the floor of the House, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
Members, up above us in the gallery over here to the left, I have two constituents from my district. They are Stephen and Lindsay Forstler, here to see the Capitol and watch our body in action, along with my lovely wife, Deanna.
Welcome to the House. Representative Yakovich.
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record and off the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
So ordered.
Mr. Speaker, I am so honored and so inspired to introduce the love of my life. She is a mother of five, a grandmother of six. She has four boys and one girl. All the boys are Eagle Scouts. They have sat in this office or in this place once at one time. And all four are engineers. However, Mr. Speaker, my daughter, she is an educator and writer, and goes to point one girl is worth four boys. Mr. Speaker, my wife has become a U.S. citizen 12 years ago, and I am honored and grateful to be married to her for 40 years. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Welcome to the House. Representative Rusk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record and out of the journal for purposes of an introduction.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, to your left and in the gallery, I would like to introduce my lovely wife of 25 years, Carrie.
Welcome to the House. Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purposes of an announcement.
So ordered.
The social calendar for this week lists a reception by the Montana University System on Tuesday night at the Great Northern. This reception is actually scheduled for February 7th. No reception at the Great Northern on Tuesday night. Thank you.
Majority Leader Vinton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I request to be off the record and out of the journal for two introductions, please.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, first I would like to introduce you once again to former legislator from my district, former Representative Jonathan McNiven.
Welcome to the House.
Secondly, Mr. Speaker, I would like to introduce all of my colleagues to the newest representative from House District 29, Representative Ed Butcher.
Welcome, Representative. Representative Fern.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to be off the record and out of the journal for an acknowledgement.
So ordered.
Thank you. Thomas Dorsey was a 20th century composer of gospel music. He's legendary and had more than 3,000 published songs. In your house of worship, if you go, you might have heard Take My Precious Lord. I'll just read the first four lines of that. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Mr. Speaker and fellow committee members, that was a favorite hymn of Martin Luther King. This is his day, and I'd like to just acknowledge it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Fitzgerald.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to be off the record, not of the journal, for the purposes of an introduction.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce the mayor of a rather famous town, a destination town, home of all the wayward Grizzlies, the Honorable Mayor Chris Hendoyne.
Welcome to the House. Seeing no more introductions, order business number one, communications and petitions.
Mr. Speaker, I announce my resignation as the representative for House District 50, effective immediately, January 14th, 2023. Sincerely, Mallory Stromswold. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number two, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, we're Committee on State Administration. Recommend that House Bills 80, 89, 109, 119, 134, and 143 do pass. Signed, Representative Julie Dooling, Chair. Mr. Speaker, we are Committee on Transportation. Recommend that House Bill 105 do pass. Signed, Representative Denley Logie, Chair. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number three, reports of select committees.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number four, messages from the Senate.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number five, messages from the Governor.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number six, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bills 23, 45, 197, 239 through 244, 246 through 250, and 260 are introduced, read first time, and referred to committee. All are posted. Mr. Speaker, Senate Bills 6 and 91 have been read first time and referred to committee. All are posted. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number seven, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House resolve itself into a committee of the whole for consideration of business on second reading.
All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. And I appoint Representative Buckley as chair of the committee of the whole to begin, and Representative Harvey to follow as chair of the committee of the whole for the day.
Members of the committee will please be in order. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 35. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill number 35, introduced by Brewster, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising County Water and or Sewer District Administration Laws, removing certain appointed county water and or sewer district board positions, allowing for non-voting ex officio members on a county water and or sewer district board in certain circumstances, clarifying the date a director's term of office begins, removing bond requirements for certain county water and or sewer district administrative personnel, amending sections, repealing sections, and providing an immediate effective date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Brewster?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 35, I recommend the same do pass.
Representative Brewster.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, this is an interesting bill. It is a interim committee bill out of local government committee, but it has a little history, and I'm going to give you a brief run on it. In 2017, there was a bill that would look to revise some of the regulations of local water and sewer districts, but it failed. And in the last session, there were three bills, this one being one, that worked its way around the legislature, and every time it stopped somewhere, it gained a new number of amendments. And it was amended. And three more amendments. And so at the last day, when the last vote in the Senate, after a different committee looked at it, it was shot in the heart. And who's to blame? Too many amendments give a bill a bad name. This new bill in 45 revises much of that language. It had a lot of input from small water and sewer districts, from the League of Cities and Counties, from another number of other people. In the previous bill, this bill required that local water and sewer districts had to add, if they existed within a city, they had to add a member on their board for that. If they lived in a county, they had to add a county board member. So they went from 5 or 3 members to 7, or too many. Hard to get people to do those jobs. A couple other things it did, it defined the terms when they began and ended. If you looked at the old language, it was very difficult to determine what they were supposed to do when they started or stopped an amendment. It cleaned up some other language on the appointed members. They are now ex officio members. The district generally paid all its members a small stipend. So if the cities or counties want to appoint a member to this board, it's actually up to the board whether or not they get appointed. And if they need a stipend, the city or county can pay the stipend. So it made it a little more different there. I think every other district added that they didn't want that. They wanted it to be an option for them. We changed the requirements for that member. They don't have to live in the district. They don't even have to live in the same community. So it allows the city or county perhaps to put an employee on the district if the board will allow it. So I think it's a really good bill now. It didn't solve all the problems that every district had, but I don't know if that's possible. So it also cleaned up some language. These bills required that the managers of these districts have a bond. In these days of errors and omissions insurance, it's sort of old-fashioned and out of date. The language on these bills was written like 70 years ago, and now it's been updated, and I think it's much better. So I encourage you all to vote green. Thank you.
Is there discussion? Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I rise to disclose a conflict on this bill. There is ongoing litigation in Yellowstone County that involves an existing water and sewer district in the county. And as you'll note, there is language in Section 2 that would appear to divest the county and the municipality of making appointments. Our firm represents a member of the board who takes the position that she was lawfully appointed to the board, and we represent her, and I represent her in that lawsuit. So I'm going to disclose that conflict, Madam Chair. Thank you. Oh, and I should add, at the end, in Section 10, there's a note that this is immediately effective upon passage and approval, which is another reason why I think that this is a conflict that I need to disclose, because it might affect her interests in the immediate term. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there further discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Brewster that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 35, that it recommend the same do pass. All those in favor will vote aye. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 97 representatives have voted aye, 2 have voted no.
Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 48. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill number 48, introduced by Brockman, a bill for an act entitled An Act Generally Revising Laws Relating to Alcohol, Revising Alcohol Laws Relating to Storage Depots, Allowing Distilleries, Wineries, and Breweries to Maintain and Operate Storage Depots, Requiring Licensees to Pay a Fee for Each Licensed Storage Depot Location, Amending Sections, and Providing an Applicability Date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Brockman?
I move that when the committee does rise and report, after having heard After having under consideration House Bill 48, it does recommend the same do pass.
Representative Brockman.
Madam Chair, it is my pleasure to bring forward House Bill 48 for consideration. This is a cleanup bill brought by the Department of Revenue and vetted by the Alcohol Beverage Coalition. House Bill 48 would allow licensed distilleries and wineries the opportunity to apply for and operate additional buildings solely for product storage. Brewers already have this privilege, and this bill creates parity among the three manufacturing types. House Bill 48 received unanimous support in the Business and Labor Committee, and I ask the same do pass for House Bill 48 on the floor. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there discussion? Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Brockman that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 48, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 97 representatives have voted aye, 2 have voted no.
House Bill 48 has passed the House, or has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 54. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill number 54, introduced by Reed, a bill for an act entitled An Act Removing the Relatively Low Risk Requirement from the Montana Petroleum Brownfields Revitalization Act, amending sections and providing an immediate effective date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Reed?
Madam Chair, I move that when the committee does rise and report after having this under consideration, House Bill 54, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Reed.
I truly believe I'm bringing the ultimate cleanup bill. When you think about what this title of this bill does, I think this affects every gas station that's been abandoned in any town in the state. It's a possibility that this may have a lot of positive repercussions for towns and small communities and even large cities. The reason for the bill is just to get this in parity with the EPA's laws, and it removes the term relatively low risk from the Montana Petroleum Brownfield Revitalization Act. This brings it into parity with the EPA and will allow those properties to be cleaned up. Thank you.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Reed that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 54, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 54 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 70. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill number 70, introduced by Falk. A bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Alcohol Laws Pertaining to the Renewal of Licenses, revising the renewal statute to include licensees already subject to the statute, revising laws relating to the non-renewal of a license by the department, revising laws relating to the payment of annual renewal fees, amending section and providing an immediate effective date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Falk?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 70, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Polk.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is a Department of Revenue cleanup bill, House Bill number 70. It pertains to licensing for alcoholic beverage businesses. The process itself is not actually changing. This bill strengthens the statutory language and clarifies that licensees need to not only pay an annual revenue or annual fee, but also file a form by July 1st. Approximately 700 recently failed to provide one of these two required items, and the hope is that this bill will clarify that and keep that from happening. This bill is unanimous on the committee, and it was vetted successfully by the Alcoholic Beverage Coalition.
Is there discussion on the bill? Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close?
Madam Chair, yes, I have one thing to add. Please vote yes.
The question now rises on the motion of Representative Falk that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 70, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 96 representatives have voted aye, 3 have voted no.
House Bill 70 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 83. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill number 83, introduced by A. Regeer, a bill for an act entitled An Act Transferring the Family Violence Prevention and Services Act Grant Program to the Partner and Family Member Assault Intervention and Treatment Fund account from the Department of Public Health and Human Services to the Board of Crime Control to consolidate domestic violence grants administered by the Board, providing the Board of Crime Control with a rulemaking authority to administer the grant program, amending section, repealing sections, and providing a delayed effective date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Regeer?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 83, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Regeer.
Members of the body, today I bring before you House Bill 83. House Bill 83 is brought on behalf of the Department of Public and Health and Human Services. This act would transfer the Family Violence Prevention and Services Act grant program, as well as the Partner and Family Member Assault Intervention and Treatment Fund from DPHHS to the Board of Crime Control. Child and Family Services within the department is currently administering the grant programs in this act, while the Board of Crime Control manages two other very closely related grants. Having two separate agencies managing similar grants is inefficient and has the potential to miss the highest level of effectiveness in addressing family violence in Montana. I do ask for a do pass.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Regeer that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 83, that it recommend the same do pass. All those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 83 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 111. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill number 111, introduced by Etchart, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Laws Related to the Assignment of Public Defenders and Amending Section. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Etchart?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 111, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Etchart.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, thank you. It is my pleasure to bring forward House Bill 111 for your consideration. House Bill 111 revises laws related to the assignment of counsel at public expense to better serve the people of Montana by eliminating burdensome, unnecessary financial qualification procedures in some instances. These changes better serve the citizens in times of crisis and positively impact Montanans. The intent and objective do not include degradation of services, but rather improvement and streamlining of processes and direction of services, particularly for those in times of crisis. As a result, I recommend this Committee of the Whole do pass House Bill 111. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Etchart that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 111, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 111 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 122. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Madam Chair, House Bill number 122, introduced by Walsh, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Contract Requirements for Construction and Other Services at State-Owned Waterworks, Extending Rulemaking Authority, Amending Sections, and Providing an Effective Date. Madam Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Walsh?
Madam Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report, that after having under consideration House Bill 122, that it recommends the same do pass.
Representative Walsh.
Madam Chair, it's my pleasure to bring to the body House Bill 122, requested by the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation for consideration. This bill revises the state-owned Waterworks Department approval bids and procurement of goods and services that apply specifically to the DNRC state-owned water projects. This bill will allow the DNRC statute to match the existing state procurement statute and limits as defined in Title 18 relating to the hire of construction contracts and professional services. This bill proposes to increase the limits for direct hire for construction process contracts from the current limit of $50,000 to $75,000. It also increases the limits of direct hire for professional services from the limit of $20,000 to $50,000. Furthermore, this bill will allow the DNRC projects limits to process to remove existing limits and match those in Title 18 going forward. This will eliminate differing limits on the same type of state projects, which may be confusing to consultants and contractors that work with various state agencies. This legislation will benefit the consultants and contractors that engage in work on state water projects. It will save time and money in preparing responses to requests for proposals for a wide range of projects, and it will shorten the construction time frames for maintenance repair to our projects. This bill will eliminate the need to revise these limits as Title 18 is updated to match inflation factors. This bill is part of the Governor's Red Tape Initiative, and I urge a due pass and stand for questions.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Representative Walsh that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 122, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye, those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Madam Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Madam Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 122 has passed second reading.
Members, you now have for your consideration House Bill 123. Clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 123, introduced by Bergstrom, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Alcohol Laws to Prohibit the Prosecution of Certain Retail Alcoholic Beverage Licenses, requiring 1 year of use prior to transferring a license, providing exceptions in the event of death or circumstances reasonably beyond the control of the licensee, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Bergstrom?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 123, that it consider the same and do pass.
Representative Bergstrom.
This bill that I bring before you today is a bill that requires licensees to operate a license for 1 year from approval of the license by the department. The bill prohibits the transfer of a license during the first year of operation unless the death of the owner occurs. The main focus of this is to stop the prospecting of licenses that I guess is going on in some instances. I encourage everybody to vote for the bill. Thank you.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? Seeing no discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor waves off. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Bergstrom that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 123, it is recommended that the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 92 representatives have voted aye, 7 have voted no.
House Bill 123 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 132. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 132, introduced by Moore, a bill for an act entitled An Act Modifying Timing of Audits by the Legislative Auditor, providing for an annual audit of the state annual financial report, providing for a transition from biannual to annual audits of federal assistance, providing guidance to the legislative auditor on selection of agencies for auditing based on certain considerations, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Moore?
Mr. Chair, I move that when the committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 132, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Moore.
Mr. Chair, members of the House, House Bill 132 comes to you at the request of the Legislative Audit Committee, and I am one of those constituents of that committee, among a few other members here in the House. The auditing of other branches of government is a constitutional responsibility of this legislative body, and there is a legislative audit committee that provides oversight of the legislative audit activities. A mouthful. Since early 2021, so this has been in process for a while, the audit committee has worked with an external consultant which reviewed the effectiveness of the legislative audit activities. The external consultant provided a number of recommendations, among which House Bill 132 addresses one of their recommendations, which happens to require legislative action. The changes provided by this bill give the legislative auditor much needed flexibility in when and how often state agencies are subject to financial and compliance auditing. House Bill 132 strengthens our state's commitment to high quality and transparent financial reporting in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, known as GAAP. The bill makes important changes in the frequency of compliance audits under the Federal Single Audit Act. With large federal programs making up an ever-growing share of state expenditures, we need to increase our scrutiny of these funds to ensure that taxpayers are receiving value for their money. Montana is only one of two states providing this federal single audit biannually, so this will bring us into the typical frequency of annually. Perhaps most important, however, in House Bill 132, it positions this legislature's audit function to deal with challenges that arise. This is achieved by adding a risk-based component to the financial audit work that allows for a quicker reaction to known or new risks, unusual activity, or emerging trends within an agency. The bill language itself is simple. In subsection 1, as you see here in 513.304, current MCA mandates that every state agency be audited every 2 years. The revised language modifies this frequency in subsection C, line 23, to reflect the more modern and efficient risk-based guidance. Secondly, in subsection 1,
The new language codifies that audits are conducted in accordance with GAAP. So they have been in the past, but it just codifies that. And lastly, in subsection B, line 20, it reflects that the federal single audit cycle is conducted annually, beginning in the 25-26 biennium. This timing allows for the legislative audit team to adjust their schedule, as well as assure adequate human resources are available to conduct these audits. Accountable government begins with good accounting, including appropriate auditing. This bill helps us make sure this continues to happen far into the future. So therefore, I encourage you to support this bill. Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The question now arises on the motion of Representative Moore that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 132, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those in favor, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 97 representatives have voted aye, 2 have voted no.
House Bill 132 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 133. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 133, introduced by Minor, a bill for an act entitled An Act Allowing an Online Application for Non-Resident College Student Licenses, amending sections and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Minor?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 133, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Minor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Non-resident students enrolled full-time are eligible to produce hunting and fishing licenses for residence fees as long as there is reciprocity from the student's home state. Currently, applications for those licenses must be submitted at the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks office. House Bill 133 allows applicants to submit those applications online. This bill has been requested by the Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. I recommend do pass, Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Minor that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 133, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 98 representatives have voted aye, 1 has voted no.
House Bill 133 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you have before you for your consideration House Bill 145. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 145, introduced by Green, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Alcoholic Beverages License Premises Moratorium Laws, reducing the time period for the moratorium, amending section, and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Green?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 145, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the body. This is a very simple cleanup bill made by the Department of Revenue. They believe that the moratorium between times where a alcohol license is denied or transferred of 5 years was too much of a penalty. They recommend that it be changed to 2 years in the moratorium. I agree with them and ask that you vote green.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor is closed. The question now rises on the motion of Representative Green that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 145, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 95 representatives have voted aye, 3 have voted no.
House Bill 145 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 145. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 149, introduced by Binkley, a bill for an act entitled An Act Generally Revising the 911 Program, revising definitions, transferring authority from the Department of Administration to the Department of Justice, providing rulemaking authority and amending sections. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Binkley?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill number 149, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Binkley.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, in 2021, the legislature transferred the 911 program from the Department of Administration to the Department of Justice. House Bill 149 is a cleanup bill to complete this transition. I recommend a do pass. Thank you.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor is closed. The question now arises on the motion of Representative Binkley that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 149, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote. I apologize. Absentees before we close the vote.
Mr. Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
All right. Now does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 99 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 149 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 157. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 157, introduced by Rusk, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Alcoholic Beverage Laws Relating to the Department of Revenue's Operations and Duties, revising the definition of table wine, clarifying language relating to the sale of liquor, revising laws relating to the preparation of liquor, clarifying language relating to the department duties, revising laws relating to withdrawal of liquor from the regular warehouse inventory, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Rusk?
Mr. Chair, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration House Bill 157, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Rusk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the Committee of the Whole. House Bill 157 generally revises laws relating to alcohol. As part of the Red Tape Initiative, it will update antiquated and unnecessary statutory language in Title 16, Chapter 1. Examples of this include removing the Department of Revenue from approving medicine formulas and from approving the sale and purchase of table wine. Definitions are also amended for clarity. For instance, a growler is now defined as any fillable, sealable container complying with federal law. In sum, this legislation serves to square the law with current practices and products of this industry, and I urge that it do pass. Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion? Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? Sponsor has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Representative Rusk that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 157, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 97 representatives have voted aye, 2 have voted no.
House Bill 157 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration House Bill 166. The clerk will read the title of the bill.
Mr. Chair, House Bill number 166, introduced by Harvey and Matthews, a bill for an act entitled An Act Revising Alcoholic Beverages Laws Relating to the Seasonal Status of Retail Alcoholic Beverages and Licenses, eliminating specific examples of seasonal businesses, providing a one-year non-use period if the licensee notifies the department, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date. Mr. Chair.
What is your pleasure, Representative Matthews?
Mr. Chair, I move when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration House Bill 166, that it recommend the same do pass.
Representative Matthews.
Mr. Chair, members of the body, I have before you House Bill 166. This is brought to us by the Department of Revenue. It does two things. First, it expands the types of alcoholic beverage businesses that are eligible for seasonal status, so it provides flexibility for license holders. And second, it adds a, currently liquor licensee holders can suspend their license for 1 year for things like a construction project. This also will add a provision where if a licensee is having issues finishing a project, they can ask an extension if they are able to prove that the factors holding them up are beyond their control. Construction lately has been one of those examples of where things have been slow, so it just adds a little more flexibility there. And I would request a do pass. Mr. Chair.
Is there discussion? There being no further discussion, does the sponsor wish to close? The sponsor has closed. The question now rises on the motion of Representative Matthews that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration House Bill 166, that it recommend the same do pass. Those in favor of the motion will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Are there absentee votes?
Mr. Chair, Representative Laura Smith votes aye.
Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chair, 96 representatives have voted aye, 3 have voted no.
House Bill 166 has passed second reading. The chair now recognizes Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee rise and report.
You have heard the motion of Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and so ordered.
Mr. Speaker, we, your committee of the whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, recommend as follows.
Mr. Speaker, I move adoption of the committee report.
I've heard the motion to adopt the committee report. All those in favor will vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Clerk, record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
The committee report has been adopted. Thank you, Representative Buckley, and thank you, Representative Harvey. Order business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 85, introduced by Malone, a bill for an act entitled Expand MEPA Categorical Exclusions.
House Bill 85 has been read three several times. The question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye, and those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 93 representatives have voted aye, 5 have voted no.
House Bill 85 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, House Bill 99, introduced by Casey Knutson, a bill for an act entitled Eliminate Reference to Non-Residents Temporary Snowmobile Permit.
House Bill 99 has been read three several times. The question is, shall a bill be passed by the House? All those in favor vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Has every member voted? Does the member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Speaker, 98 representatives have voted aye, 0 have voted no.
House Bill 99 has passed the House.
That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order of business number 9, motions. Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move to re-refer House Bill 216, generally revised laws related to public employees and labor organizations, from the Judiciary Committee to the State Administration Committee, Mr. Speaker.
Without objection, so ordered. No further motions. Order of business number 10, unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added as sponsors to HB2, signed Representative Lou Jones, sponsor. Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added to as sponsors to House Bill 3, signed Representative Lou Jones, sponsor. Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added as sponsors to HB4, signed Representative Lou Jones, sponsor. Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added as sponsors to HB 233, signed Representative Kelly Cordham, sponsor. Mr. Speaker, I move that the following undersigned names be added as sponsors to HB 257, signed Representative Courtney Sprunger, sponsor. That is all, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 11, special orders of the day.
None, Mr. Speaker.
Order business number 12, announcement of committee meetings. Representative Jones.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Appropriations will be in at 3 o'clock for one bill hearing, and I need to clarify, we had three scheduled, or we thought we had three scheduled, but there was a glitch in the referral. So we'll only hear House Bill 185. Because the referral didn't work quite right, we'll have to hear House Bill 91 and House Bill 117 on Wednesday. So we only have one bill, House Bill 185. Thank you.
Representative Gunderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Natural Resources, Room 172, upon adjournment.
Representative Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Energy today, 2 executive actions, 3 p.m.
Representative Moore.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section A appropriations is not meeting tomorrow.
Representative Beattie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section E appropriation is not meeting tomorrow.
Representative Hopkins.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section F 317 being B tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., House Bill 11.
Representative Mercer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. 2 announcements. The Joint Select Committee on Redistricting will meet tomorrow in room 303 at 2 p.m., and Section D will meet tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for a work session in 317A.
Representative Brewster.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Local government tomorrow, 3 p.m., room 472, 3 bills.
Representative Butchery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and the prior representative owes some money in the basketball, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, House Business and Labor, tomorrow morning, 8:30, 172, executive action.
Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education, today at 3 o'clock, room 137, 2 bills, 1 executive action.
Representative Logie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation, today at 3 o'clock, room 455, we have 1 bill and 1 executive action.
Representative Fielder.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Taxation Committee will meet tomorrow morning, Tuesday, at 9 a.m., room 152. We have 3 bills.
Representative Casey Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Rules Committee, tomorrow, 12 o'clock noon, room 152, we are hearing the joint rules sent over by the Senate. So one bill and hopefully some executive action.
Representative Cashmire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No House Ag tomorrow. No House Ag.
Representative Regeer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Judiciary tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. We have one bill and a lot of executive action.
Representative Dooling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House State Administration tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., 4 bills. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Carlson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Human Services, 3 p.m. today, two bills.
Representative Schillinger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Section C will wrap up the Department of Environmental Quality tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Representative Sullivan, for what purpose do you rise?
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an invitation.
So ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to invite everyone to lunch tomorrow in the Rotunda on behalf of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Montana. They'll be having chicken enchiladas and salad, and they would love us all to join. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Speaker.
Representative Marler, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement?
So ordered.
I have noticed that there's another mistake on the Rotunda calendar, and unfortunately, this Wednesday, January 18th, lunch will not be provided by the Montana Sportsmen's Legislative Caucus, but this is an opportunity for me to say that we will be hosting that luncheon later during the session, and the Montana Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus is bipartisan and bicameral group of people who are interested in and support hunting, fishing, trapping. I am one of the co-chairs in this chamber. The speaker is another co-chair in this chamber, and we can look forward to some fun events later in the session like archery, trap shooting, and eating food together and talking about issues we'll probably totally agree on. And if you would like to know more about that caucus, please speak to me or the speaker. Thank you, and sorry about the lunch miscommunication.
Representative Perry, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. Speaker, I request to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an announcement.
So ordered.
I want everybody to come to the Great Northern tonight. Colstrip is putting on a good reception.
Members of the committee, just a quick house cleaning. This is your one warning. Talk to bill drafting. They're waiting for a lot of information to come back from you. So if you don't want your legislation to get caught in the white waters of transmittal, get your information back to them so they can keep drafting your bills. With that, Majority Leader Vinton.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn and reconvene Tuesday, the 11th, 12th legislative day at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of Majority Leader Vinton. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House will reconvene at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, January 17th. The House is adjourned.